New Dawn on Monday by Dan Judd.
She haunted me as a child. Everything about her disturbed me. The almost formless nature of her appearance, her young old face lost in the shadows. The creak of the wood, the steady and sure motion of the rocking chair, marking the passing of time to an unknown hour. Like a metronome, setting the rhythm to our dance. Sleep made me lose track of time, hers and mine, the dreaming doubly so. I'd understood that dreams are what you wake up from, night or day, but my nameless guardian would surprise me with appearances elsewhere, in photos, newspaper cuttings, books by Dickens and James, and half-remembered tales. But when is a dream not a dream? When you don't wake up. The dream continues largely forgotten until some real-world instance that takes time back to that moment. Like the pricking of your thumb or the chime of the hour. A wake-up call, if you will, even though it's daylight. Someone once said we are the sum of our memories. That much is true, but what happens when they are gone? Time for others to take up the mantle. You shouldn't mutter or whisper their name like some sullied secret. Shout it from the rooftops and the cheap seats. Keep the dead living amongst us. But I was on the other side of the earth with an often absentee father who would shut certain subjects down. There's no life after death. Life is for the living. You and me, son, we're the only family that matters. There's another kind of dream, the one where you wake up still dreaming, playing out the scene lingering in your head, solving a long since dealt with problem, saying what you wanted to say at a time when words failed you, blinking back the sleep dust and following a grey lady, rising up from the rock stopping of her chair. Guiding me to a dusty shoebox on top of my father's musty wardrobe, it was then that I fully awoke, stumbling back to my room, clutching the box of delights as if my life depended on it. The contents yielding a lifetime of secrets. Pictures of a woman aging before my eyes until she settled next to me. Isle of Wight, 1973. Holding me so tight that it looked like only the reddest of red jumpers was keeping me alive. Twin set and fake pearls, not quite cashmere, making an effort seem effortless. Glamour despite the passing of the years and the fading of the photographs. And underneath a collection of cuttings detailing a not-so-heroic war hero. What sort of mother abandons her own son? I had heard people whisper. I now knew the answer, a desperate one. That night, when I needed her most, Mary Shuttler was a reassuring presence, caught in the half-light between the possible and a new dawn on Monday. I see her less often, but I feel I now know her. Now, in the half-light.